Paul Yuani Bonju, the head of Parliament's Information Committee, says lawmakers summoned five ministers and the chairperson of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission to explain what the government is doing about the floods that have submerged large swaths of South Sudan.
The speaker, after having listened carefully to the members, some honorable ministers were summoned. Those honorable ministers who were summoned includes the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management, the Minister of Health, the Minister of Water Resources and Irrigation, the Minister of Finance and Planning, and the Minister of Environment and Forestry, besides the chairperson of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission. So two ministers appeared, but unfortunately their presentation could not go through.
Bonju says those two ministers were sent back to write more detailed reports for Parliament, while the other three have yet to make their presentations. The Sudanese exhibition will not affect most of Parliament's activities because the MPs will have an extraordinary sitting this Friday to compensate for the lost time, according to Bonju.
Sudan is our neighbor. We have bilateral relations with Sudan. And if Sudan has asked for a facility, I'm sure as the government of the Republic of South Sudan, we have the leave to grant them that facility. So they were granted the Freedom Hall. And because of also this ad hoc committee report, then the ad hoc committee is making consultation. Tuesday and Wednesday, they're making adequate consultation, getting necessary information from some of the members of the parliament from the two houses.
Bonju says this is not the first time lawmakers have made way for an important event taking place at Freedom Hall, which disrupts proceedings of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly. Bonju noted the recent governance forum organized by the South Sudan government as one example.
When the governance forum was taking place, even it also affected some of our sittings. And this to us, we cannot say, okay, this is our hall, please move out. No, because also there are good things that the governors are discussing for the good of the community of South Sudan. So always we are very considerate. We are very considerate when coming to issues to do with sharing the Freedom Hall.
The Transitional National Legislative Assembly building has been under renovation since 2019. The project came to a halt when contractors abandoned work over contractual disagreements during former Speaker Anthony Lino Makana's tenure. Bonju tells South Sudan in Focus that technicians are wrapping up their work. He says most of the architectural designs are completed and the engineers are going to fix seats, audio systems and other accessories in the main hall, subject to financial commitments. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.